What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come?
Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Is Jesus really the answer? This question came with a context. The enraged man perversely murdered people at Westminster with a car and with a knife. Did he know what he was doing and why he did it? More and more people seem to not know who they are. They may live with two cultures or among varying religions. How can we tell them? What would Jesus tell them? Where are the words in the Bible that show us that we are all deeply loved and important to God? We see so much uncertainty about people not knowing who they are or searching for something. I see it with many addicts and prisoners who can feel trapped in their lives. Do you think Jesus has the answer? Is Jesus really the answer? Hello, welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. I'm George Samietz, a pastor serving in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Today's question came into Lutheran Radio UK's office and was passed on. You can email your questions to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. For more details about Lutheran Radio UK and the congregations of the ELCE, and also Westfield House, the ELCE's Theological House of Studies in Cambridge, please go to www.lutheran.co.uk. I hope you enjoy the program. Is Jesus really the answer? The straight answer is yes. Jesus is really the answer to the questions and issues we have of identity, meaning, and purpose. I don't mean that Jesus is a genie answer, that having the magic lamp of knowledge about him solves all your problems and the problems of the world by giving you a magic carpet ride over them. I mean that Jesus is the 3-mile-per-hour God who walks with us, is with us even as our senses don't detect him, and he incredibly stays with us to serve us, help us, challenge us, forgive us, comfort us, rebuke us, console us, feed us, bless us, and be with us. We share his life, and he shares ours, because his grave is empty. The paradox is that the world thinks this relationship is one of owner and pet, or mind control of the worst kind, or a slavery in which we are robbed of individuality and freedom, that we can't be individuals, that we have no freedom. When what transpires is that the disciples of Jesus learn who they are as unique creations of God with their gifts and talents, foibles and failures, and we have a freedom to live each day in this relationship which shapes our behaviour. All relationships govern behaviour in some way, and this faith relationship places us in our here and now to live with Jesus, serving those around us. This is the worldview disciples of Jesus bring to each day, each situation, each person, each encounter. Or at least we try to, with varying degrees of success and many failures. Christians don't live on easy street as such, but they live with a companion who never deserts or abandons them, who comes to them through words, water, bread and wine. So yes, this Jesus, God's Son, the second person of the Trinity, Emmanuel, which means God with us, can and does affect all of life. As light affects darkness, food, hunger, water, thirst. With a relationship or life that we believe even affects death by defanging it and breaking its power to separate us from love and God. Yes, this Jesus is really the answer to people's search for meaning and hope. And he has answers to help us live in this world day by day. It is this living in the world day by day with Jesus that is often misunderstood. A caricature of living with Jesus is that the disciple doesn't have to do anything, doesn't have to learn, doesn't have to grow in skills, doesn't have to practice good habits and refrain from bad ones, but basically just asks Jesus for help or whatever is needed, and magic-like it happens. So when I say that Jesus helps his people live day to day, I am referring to Jesus helping us largely seeing ourselves and others and the situations we're in from his perspective, rather than Jesus making it easier for us to learn to play the piano, or Jesus making the person with whom we have a problem go away or suddenly be on our side. If we find ourselves in a disagreement or fight with someone, Jesus is going to be talking to us about our behavior and what we might do to make things better. This living with Jesus isn't one of Jesus again, genie-like, making parking spaces appear, problems vanish, and our walk through life on Easy Street. That is us turning Jesus into our image, and not us following Jesus, the Lord of death and life. Living with Jesus each day involves meeting him through his word, reflecting on that word regarding our lives that day, reflecting honestly about ourselves, and not having the attitude that I'm right and everyone is wrong, and Jesus, fix everyone. And also reviewing our lives under that word, maybe at the end of the day. Living with Jesus each day involves prayer, for ourselves and for others. We see the world uniquely and ask Jesus to help those we see. Living with Jesus each day involves seeking to serve others, remembering that Jesus has served and is serving us. That means we have our brains switched on, because we're looking to do what is best for everyone. Best is what Jesus wants for them, and best is what they ask for or need. But we still think first whether this is what will bless and help them. It's much easier to see if a little child asks to play with a knife, and we help them to solve the need for the knife another way. It is much harder working out how best to serve spouse or family or work colleagues or neighbours or enemies for that matter. But that is part of daily Christian discipleship, living with Jesus. I want to convey to you that living with Jesus each day isn't just a thought or words that are a smokescreen or facade behind which we can do what we like. No, living with Jesus involves us struggling with our selfishness and sins, our need for power and control, and working out how to serve those around us. And a big part of that is daily meeting with Jesus through his word, and then weekly, it's usually weekly, meeting Jesus when he calls us to him in Sunday worship, where he cleans us, talks to us, listens to us, feeds us, blesses us, and then sends us out for another week in this world. But of course, he's coming with us, and he loves us. That's why scientists, bus drivers, surgeons, florists, teachers, politicians, farmers, even pastors, the young and the old, everyone can be Christians, followers of Jesus, because they have discovered that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life to God, to hope, to love, to meaning and purpose. And Jesus sends us out into this world, back into our worlds, to serve. And he gives himself to us to help us all along the way. In this way, yes, Jesus is really the answer that planet Earth needs. If you have comments or questions flowing from my straight answer today, I'd like to hear them. You can email them to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. In the Straight Answers to Awkward Questions podcast library, there are some other answers that you might find helpful. Look up these questions. How do you trust God? Is Jesus the only way? Is Jesus really God? There are three questions there, and they each have answers that add and expand on today's straight answer. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.